This is Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And this morning we're down at Geelong Whole Foods in Mercer Street, and it's a really vibrant atmosphere here, lots of people, and it's great to be down here for an outside broadcast. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll be down in Lara at Miller's Cafe, right in the heart of Windermere Ward. And now we're continuing the conversation about the Geelong Council elections. The website is mitchellsfrontpage.com, and there you can click through to the 2017 Geelong elections to see who is running, and there's a range of different things on there, like, for example, our election calculator, where you can put in different details to see who would actually get elected, which is really interesting to see how preferences and things play out. But it's all about helping you, the listeners, make an informed choice about who to vote for when the ballot packs start arriving. And I'll just quickly mention our candidates forums as well. So next Tuesday from 9 o'clock, we've got our candidates forums for Bellarine and Windermere. And then the Tuesday after that, the 10th, we'll have the sort of main event. Brownbill will be in that one, and also we'll have Cadinia. So keep those next two Tuesdays free. Come along and ask a question, or you can submit questions for our candidates at mitchellsfrontpage.com/ask. Now, let's get on to our first candidate who's joined us this morning here at Diversitat's Geelong Whole Foods. Freya Fidge, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Mitchell. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you were on, I think, with Doug. Was it this last Friday just gone?
Yes, just gone.
Well, yeah. Doug is a great man, obviously, radio legend. So if you can get through an interview with Doug, this should be a walk in the park.
Okay, thank you.
So first of all, I think this sort of candidacy and running for local government runs a bit in your family, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Both my father and my grandfather were long-serving councillors of Geelong and mayors. I think my grandfather, Sir Roy, still holds the longest serving mayor of 6 terms.
That's a long time, isn't it? And of course, your father, Jim Fidge, he regularly appears on Doug Aitken's program as well to offer commentary about the local government scene. So have they, or has Jim Fidge, has he been giving some sort of mentorship and guidance?
Yeah, look, Dad's been really great throughout the process, very supportive, certainly can provide lots of insights to me. And some of the grounding of where I guess my values are built upon, particularly around my intent to run for council and around the collaboration side of things, because I think it's important that the collaboration doesn't only exist within the councillors, but also having an understanding of what the role of the council officer is in that process as well.
So why are you deciding to run now? Have you always been interested in local government and now is just the right time?
I made the decision, it would have been a couple of years ago, and more so working towards the 2020 campaign. Obviously with the change with the administrators that came in last year and then calling the election for this year, it has made my decision happen a bit faster than what I had intended, but looking forward to it nonetheless.
And does it change things as well that it's a slightly shorter term of 3 years, that maybe there's sort of an opportunity to see how it goes and all that sort of thing?
Look, I don't necessarily think that the 3 year versus the 4 years is making a big difference, but what I do see is that there is a lot to get done in the 3 years around the council plan and things like that. We've obviously got the clever and creative vision that's been, or the initiative that has been developed, and I think that's great. I think that gives us a real long-term plan and something for Geelong to build upon and work towards.
And you're happy with that document? You've had a look at that and you think it's a really good vision for Geelong going forward?
Yeah, look, I do. I think there's some aspirations in there. I think it's really built around growth and it's around the infrastructure in order to support that growth. Much of what I want to see, I mean, for me, Geelong is a great place to live. Let's continue that growth and some of the work that's been happening in the city at the moment is great, and I think we need to continue that.
So infrastructure is important for you to make sure that we have all of those amenities that provide for a good standard of living. I think quite often, and I'm sure you probably agree, the issue is that we grow and develop, but the infrastructure doesn't keep pace. And it's sort of that, do you put the infrastructure in first or do you wait for it to grow and develop? And I think a lot of people out there would like to see the infrastructure in first so that, for example, not this is in Brownville Ward, but roads like Barwon Heads Road are easier to drive on as we sort of grow the communities down there. So is that sort of the methodology or the values that you're bringing to the table?
Yeah, look, I think there needs to be a balance. Whilst in an ideal world you would have the infrastructure first, but the reality is you need to have the growth there to demonstrate that the infrastructure, and because obviously everything costs money.
Yeah, to pay for it. Yeah, absolutely.
So there needs to be a balance.
Fair enough. Are there any other sort of big issues that are on your radar that you're trying to make a big deal upon?
Look, I think the operation, the way the council operates and conducts itself is really important. I think it'll be important that we get the right people on council that hold strong values that, built on respect and integrity. Whilst I think it's important that we have a fresh council, I think there does need to be a balance. 11 new councillors with no experience carries itself some concern as well. So I think that right balance and mix of experience and diversity will be important.
Fresh faces, yeah. How are you sort of going to differentiate yourself? Because I was sort of just saying at the start of the program that in Brownville we could be seeing upwards of 20 candidates entering the race and the vote will probably just scatter all over the place. So I think having that sort of facial recognition and name recognition is going to be important. Are there things that you're doing to say, these are the reasons why you should vote for me, this is why I stand out?
I think my value, I'm an HR professional and have been in the industry for about 15 years. I think that demonstrates my commitment to around collaboration, respect and integrity. The Fidge name is obviously quite well known and I'm proud of that. So that's sort of one other part. I guess I'm young. I'm female. I think that diversity on council will be important, and I guess ultimately my vision is around let's continue to grow Geelong. Let's get Geelong back on the map. We have started. It's not just on a national scale. It needs to be on a global scale, and I guess that's where some of my values and beliefs sit.
In terms of like the female aspect of it, I think when you look at the candidates field, the majority are male now at the present time. Are there things that you think hold back more women from running like you have? You've gone out there and you've put your hand up to run, but why don't we see more women putting their hand up to represent Brownville and the other wards?
Look, I don't know why we don't see sort of more of a balance, but I think the other thing when we talk about diversity, it's not only gender-based. Diversity is also about experiences and different cultures as well as gender. So I think what we want to see is a good mix and a good balance of that. The Wild program, I have attended a number of sort of meetings and or forums around that, and they've done some great work at encouraging women to stand. And I think we will get good representation. And I think that program has been really great, and also some of the females that I've met through that process have, whilst they may not be ready now, they're certainly working towards it in future. So I think there's some good opportunities.
Obviously, this is a bit of a controversial period in council, given that the last council was sacked. So are you conscious of that going in, that there's things that you think, okay, I better do that differently, or we as a council will need to do that differently if I am, in fact, successful, in order that we don't end up going down the same path as before?
Yeah, look, I think I am mindful of it. I think that the collaboration between the council officers and councillors will be very important, and how they conduct themselves with respect. I suspect that there were some behaviours that were substandard, and hence the reason why the commissioner's report, or the inquiry, found what it found. But I think it's about calling out behaviour. Every day in the workplace we see what is appropriate and what's not, and council should be no different.
And you would have a bit of experience dealing with that in your background as HR.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all very, very interesting. Now, I see that you were out campaigning with Eddie Contell, is that right?
Yes, I was on Saturday. Eddie has been a great support. Our values and beliefs are somewhat aligned, and sort of almost acting as an informal mentor, which obviously being experienced in this field, I really appreciate.
And he's coming on the program tomorrow. in Lara. That's obviously, I mean, there's sort of different allegiances and things forming within different candidates that are running, and I suppose you sort of have to do that when there's so many different people, like a whole field of councillors or candidates.
Yes, look, I think the proportional voting system this year, I'm still very new to understanding that in full, but I think preferences will play a part.
Yeah.
But I think as you alluded to earlier, with such a wide candidate pool, you know, how it all falls out will be somewhat unknown.
And what was the response? Because I think you were in Geelong West, is that right? Yeah, when you were with Eddie campaigning? What was the response from the people walking past like?
Oh, look, I think it was all positive. People were very open to taking a card. We had a few people stop and chat, which was great. I guess the community is very respectful. So, you know, if a person didn't want to take a card, it was very respectfully done. And I think that's a testament really to the Geelong people.
Were there many people wanting to stop and chat about the issues that were on their mind?
Yes. Yeah, look, I personally spoke to a few people, particularly around Geelong being a great place to live and wanting to continue that growth. I spoke to people not only from the from the Brownbull area, also outside in terms of Cadinia.
Yeah.
I also spent some time in the afternoon just down at the GFL Grand Final.
Yeah, fantastic.
Where I had the opportunity to meet an even wider field of people.
And any other campaigning things that you're doing? So obviously these sort of street walks and all that sort of thing, that's one thing. Are you doing like lots of letterboxing, social media? How are you trying to get the message out there?
I'm learning social media sort of very, very quickly. I do have my Facebook page under sort of Think Fresh, Think Fidge. And I will be getting some signs out on some houses, at residentials. And also looking to be out and about and meeting and talking to people.
Fantastic. Well, before we let you go, just the questions that we ask every single candidate. Number one, political allegiances. Have you ever been a member of a political party? Are you a member of a political party?
No, I haven't, and no, I'm not.
What informs your sort of politics? Where would you identify on the spectrum?
I am as an independent, and I will continue to maintain that.
All right. And in terms of where you live, do you live within Brownbill electorate?
I actually don't live in Brownbill. I was born and raised in Brownbill, hence the reason why I've decided to stand in Brownbill.
Fantastic. And what we're doing last of all is we invite candidates to make a quick pitch about why they should be elected. I'm sure you've listened to the other candidates doing this. So it's about 30 seconds, and you can just speak directly to the people listening about why they should vote for you. So take it away.
Thanks, Mitchell. So I guess I'm young, I'm fresh, I come with some experience. My values are built upon my professional career around HR, treating people with dignity, respect. I want to see a great Geelong that continues to grow, be a great place to live. And I think in order to do that, then the collaboration between councillors and council officers is really important.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for being with us, and you've agreed, I think, to come along to our Brownbill Candidates Forum on October the 10th, which will run from 11 through until 12:30. So we'll be able to continue the conversation about Brownbill Ward then.
Great. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much. Freya Fidge there running as a candidate for Brownbill Ward on 94.7 The Pulse.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.